With us is Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
All eyes were on the manhunt going on as of last weekend, which has now ended with one of the captured prisoners, Richard Matt, shot and killed. The other, David Sweat, shot and injured and recovering at Albany Medical Center. Quite a weeks-long hunt for these escaped prisoners.
Yeah, as David Sweat's condition at Albany Medical Center Hospital was upgraded to serious, he had been listed as critical. Sweat is now talking to investigators, and new details are emerging about his and his fellow escapee Richard Matt's 3 weeks in the Adirondacks. Sweat, who is 35, was shot and captured on Sunday afternoon. He's now telling investigators that he had split from Matt late last week because he was concerned that Matt, who was worn down from bug bites and illnesses, was slowing him down in his escape. The autopsy report for the 49-year-old Richard Matt, who was killed on Friday by a federal agent, showed that Matt had bad blisters, bug bites, abrasions on his body. The Buffalo News had a story over the weekend that reported that authorities smelled liquor on Matt when they went to his body after he was shot and killed by the officer. A lot of this information comes from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said that Sweat confirmed the two men had planned originally to flee to Mexico. But when their ride, which was supposed to come from Joyce Mitchell, the prison employee who helped in their getaway, didn't show up. They changed their plan and they decided to go to Canada. Sweat is going to be charged with felony escape back in Dannemora when he's well enough to face the charges.
From there to the Albany firefighters flag. Explain.
Well, Jordan Carlio Evangelist, who covers Albany, has this intriguing story about how the firefighters in the city of Albany, until just last year, had a depiction of the Confederate battle flag on their own emblem. The union, which represents most of the city firefighters, had ditched that when they were revising their logo late last year as they were trying to garner public support to save a ladder company in the city's south end from being closed because of budget cuts. A former union official says that the depiction of the Confederate battle flag really had nothing to do with how they felt about the South. It more represented that they were rebels against the city and the Democratic machine for 45 years. And they fought the Democratic machine, and they thought that symbolized it. Somebody became aware of it at one point and said, oops, we got to get rid of this, and they got rid of it. But it does show how many people look differently at these symbols.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. You can find more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.